Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal star's Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Fun show so far. You got the podcast at theticketfm.com. Great stuff from Sean Callahan earlier. All things Nebraska football, recruiting, and more.
Sean's got a lot going on. Are you having fun?
I'm having a lot of fun today. I hope I'm having fun at 8:15 tonight when Nebraska has beaten NC State in basketball. We'll get to that in a second. Before that, though, we are going to be joined by Parker Gabriel, your colleague from the Lincoln Journal Star, next segment.
I feel like there's one thing.
It's a big topic we need to ask him about.
Yeah, there's sort of one story that hasn't really been discussed. It really hasn't come to light very much, but in part because nobody's talked about it on the record. But there's a. I just did push ups, so I'm
I can tell. We had a rule about the push ups.
What was the rule?
He had to be done halfway through the commercial break on him. He went all the way through.
Okay, I'm ready. Cam Jurgens may have a decision to make. Cam Jurgens, you're shaking your head at
Harrison's
me.
Laughing at you. So I was.
Yeah. Cam Jurgens, a Nebraska center, may have a decision to make about the NFL. I mean, he's, from what I've heard, he's hearing like a third to fifth round grade for the NFL draft. And may have a decision to make there. What's so funny?
You're still finding breath. You're still trying to find your breath.
Okay, how's that?
We're up to a rousing start.
How's that? Well, better?
He's still breathing out for 1 second.
Can you hear it, Harrison?
Yeah, we can hear you breathing.
Yeah. No, Harrison said he can't hear it.
Okay, fine. Cam Jurgens, a third to fifth round projected pick right
now. Yeah,
now
how's that strike you there? Concern?
Wouldn't be prepared for that loss, to say that. That's not a lot. You know, we understood that was a possibility. I didn't think he would actually leave. And he has not left yet.
No, he hasn't. I think there's a decision to be made.
I think this all depends, you know, for him. Does he leave before there's a new coach announced for offensive line?
Maybe not.
Does he believe in that
Maybe
guy?
That's not a factor.
Yeah. Yeah, it might not be a factor, but it might be a factor.
Yeah.
Does this guy have experience in making lines better, especially centers? Can he elevate the center? I had a pretty good year.
Well, he's
from Cam Jurgens.
Yeah, he's going to get a new offensive line coach. Are you talking about the offensive coordinator?
No, I'm talking about line coach. I'm saying if I'm Cam Jurgens, do I wait to see who the line coach is before I commit or to what I'm going to do?
That could be Donovan Raiola, who was a center at Wisconsin.
That would be very helpful, I would think, to Cam Jurgens.
A very good a DOG center at Wisconsin. A dog. And he's being considered, Donovan Raiola. We've reported that, so I can say it on the air as I get my breath. It's been reported. Donovan Raiola's got a chance to be the offensive line coach at Nebraska, okay? Now, I don't know how that would affect Cam Jurgens, but I will say this, Jake. Okay, if he's getting a third to fifth round grade, which that's what I'm hearing, he have a chance to come back and enhance that to maybe a third or a second, or I dare say a first round grade, maybe be the Remington winner. Okay? And that's a big deal. That's a big deal because NFL teams, I'm here to tell you, Jake, NFL teams, if you're drafted in the first, second, or third round, it matters. They're putting more money towards you, and they're going to put more, and they're going to make – you're probably – they're drafting you with the expectation that you're going to contribute. Not necessarily the case in the fourth and the fifth round.
The only – so it makes sense to me for him to come back. The only way I would say that maybe you would consider is – this is a guy who's had injury problems at Nebraska. He's had foot – remember early on he had
– early on, yeah. Yeah, he did.
And that's not guaranteed to go away. I mean, no. Let's say he projected to be a guy that next year – is a first through third round pick, but an injury happens. All of a sudden, he bet on himself, and he didn't win because of an injury. He went through this year without injury. He didn't get hurt. Mm-hmm. Played every game.
But he'd only be a junior next year. He could come back again.
I think it makes sense for him to come back. Now, I'm not going to make a decision for him, but I feel like that's a guy that definitely had a good year, but he can get better. And if, you know, it all depends, you know, it doesn't all depend, but where's his offense going to go? What's it going to look like next year? And again, do you trust your offensive line coach coming in?
Whoever
that
is.
If you are Cam Jurgens.
Right. So there you go. It's just something that I thought we needed to address. We addressed it. We'll see where it goes from here, okay? But it's just something to watch going forward, okay? And something to watch going forward is, well, do you want to get to what you're hearing on the text?
Yeah, by the way, wait, well, Doc says this, our doc says regarding Cam Jurgens, says it doesn't really matter because in the NFL he's going to play guard, where he's probably a better guard than he is a center, which is what he's going to play at Nebraska.
Well, I'm just saying where you're picked matters in the NFL draft. It matters. If they're an NFL team, generally speaking, or not even generally speaking, is going to put more effort toward making you work than they would a lower round draft pick because they're putting more money into you. That's just a fact. That's a fact. That's true. And they're more likely to count on you immediately if you're a high round draft pick. Now, he could enhance his draft status by coming back a year. You're right, Jake. There's always a possibility of injury. Now, he does have an injury history, but not a recent one. I mean, he made it through this year unscathed. And by the way, the snap issue pretty much went away. Not completely, but pretty much went away. And he is an NFL talent, for sure.
Yeah, I see him, whether it's this year or next year coming up, I think he'll be a guy that does make the league and hopefully plays. And not just a backup, but he plays.
Now we can talk basketball.
Before that, we didn't mention this, that okay. The coaches, the media polls came out yesterday in terms of the awards for the Big Ten.
Yes.
And Nebraska had two players on defense make it second team for the coaches. That was via JoJo Doman and Cam Taylor-Britt. We're all second team Big
Ten.
And
the offense is announced today. The offense is announced today, and I bet you Austin Allen is the first team.
First team.
I think he'll be first
Good.
Team.
Good. Well, he deserves first or second team.
His numbers are better than anybody. His yardage numbers are better than anybody. Jake Ferguson is right with him on receptions, but if you look, I think you would see that Austin Allen is a long way away, almost 200 yards.
But what about touchdowns, though?
I don't know about that.
The touchdowns are going to matter in that.
Yeah, I think it's either Jake Ferguson or Austin Allen. Jake Ferguson of Wisconsin.
Do you think Cam Jurgens makes a first, second, or third team at
good
center?
Good question.
I mean, it's obviously a very impressive offensive line league. It always has.
No, Tyler
been.
Lindenbaum.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, there's no question. He is for sure the first team.
Yeah, the Iowa center.
Unanimous choice first team.
Yeah, probably.
I'm just curious. Maybe does he catch the third team? I don't. Probably not, because the league is just so – always have good centers all the way through, don't they?
Yeah, I think Ohio State has a good center.
Michigan center, I'm sure, is pretty good.
Yeah, we'll see on all that. But, yeah, I think Austin Allen I think he'll be the first team. I think he'll be first team All Big Ten. I do.
We'll see today.
Yeah, defense was announced yesterday. They do it on a telecast on Big Ten. And my assignment today is to watch the 11 a.m. telecast.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, well, you got to watch TV today for an assignment.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you, Jake.
I'll be working.
That sounded very condescending.
Yeah. Okay, 464-5685, call or text as always. The big news today in Lincoln, of course, it's not in Lincoln, it's on the road, but Nebraska basketball, their tough schedule starts now.
Yep.
December is go time. We all know that the tough stretch they have, it starts tonight against NC State, 6:15 p.m. on ESPNU. Then you have Indiana on Saturday on the road, 11 a.m., Michigan at home next Tuesday. And then you have a couple games. Kansas State is still in play, and Auburn before that. You got five straight difficult games. I'm curious about this. We've reached the tough stretch in December for Nebraska ball. Listeners, what is your current investment level and belief in that program specifically? 464-5685. Like, are you still hurt by the Creighton loss and how bad they looked at times in that game? They made it look respectable and obviously fought, but they lost still, as usual, to Creighton. They lost to Western Illinois to begin the season. They are 5-2 right now on a 4-game win streak. Mm-hmm. Have things changed for you to believe that this could be going somewhere, or are you still pretty not invested yet until they actually prove it a little bit more?
Real quickly, NC State's 5-1. I think that the clear answer is this. Ask me at the end of this month. That's the
That's
answer.
Not an option today.
Ask me tonight at 8:15.
Nebraska's football season is over. They still are hiring coaches, but they have no more games to play. It is basketball season now in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Is it? Okay.
I'm curious, are people ready for that? Are they invested in this team? You say wait to the end of the month and say how they look after these five games and the Kennesaw State game December 22nd as well, and that's fair. But I think people are going to try to watch these games.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This month and see how they look,
yeah,
and okay, and believe they can win.
How invested are people right now? That's what you're asking.
Yeah, people are on the text line. I am very skeptical about this team. Someone else says they struggle in every game. They've been tough to watch so far.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, they're going on the road. That alone will make this interesting. They're playing a reputable ACC team. This is a great test. This is not a great NC State team. But that's not what we're discussing right now. We're discussing level of investment. I have to be invested, right?
Yeah. So do I.
Yeah, we have to be. It's our jobs to be invested. Am I doing so with a large degree of enthusiasm and expectation? I can't say expectation. I have a lot of expectations for this team at this point. I mean, we're talking about the Big Ten. We're talking about the Big Ten, okay?
Yep.
We're talking about a league that's a little down, but not way down. I mean, you mentioned Ohio State going on the road and beating Duke last night.
Yeah, that was a huge upset. Yeah, that's a big upset.
I mean, Purdue is as good a team in the as there is. I mean, it has to be as good about anybody in the country not named Gonzaga. But it's not, the league's not great, but it's still the Big Ten. And how is Nebraska going to navigate that? Of course, we're all skeptical of that, right? They lost to Western Illinois and Creighton. I mean, what we've seen doesn't give you a ton of confidence. That's just I think that's the prevailing sentiment, and that's okay. They can change it fast, though.
Yeah, that's true. They can change it fast.
Yeah, they can change it tonight. They can change the conversation tonight a little bit.
And that's your whole wish is that, okay, this team does not appear to be terrible. Now, they've had some really bad stretches, which has been the case for Nebraska for as long as I've been alive. They've had some horrible stretches of basketball. But they also have a really talented player in Bryce McGowan's, who's really been pretty dang good so far this year.
17 a game. Yeah. 17 a game.
For a guy that we were concerned about preseason, you know, he's not really taking the alpha role. He's taking kind of an alpha role for this
Nebraska
team.
Nebraska has two excellent players in Alonzo Verge Jr. and Bryce McGowan. They're excellent. Those are the guys that gotta do it for you. Now, again, tonight is gettable. I give them, Jake, 30% chance to win. Okay? NC State has beaten Central Connecticut. Oh, wait a second. Let me make sure I start at the right spot. I don't know. Okay, they beat Bucknell 88-70. They beat Colgate 77-74. I don't know
that
what
team
Colgate.
That beat Syracuse. Colgate beat Syracuse. Okay, so put 100 points on Syracuse. I'm still shocked by that score.
Thank you for the context. NC State beat Central Connecticut 79-65. Their only loss is to Oklahoma State 74-68. They have a win against Texas Southern, 65-57, 8-point win, and they come off a 9-point win against Louisiana Tech. This is not a dominant NC State team at all. Nebraska should be in this game for sure down the stretch.
It is Nebraska's first road game of the season. They played all 7 games so far at home in Lincoln. But like you said, this is not a young team. It's just an inexperienced team together.
Right.
They have all. You know, Alonzo Verge has played a lot of games in the Pac-12 against some good crowds, some good environments. Mm-hmm. Derek Walker is from the SEC.
I mean, a lot of these guys are in their last year at Nebraska. Lat Mayan, Alonzo Verge. Nebraska is obviously missing Trey McGowan's, but he's not playing because of a broken bone in his foot. But he's a veteran.
You've already upset a texter.
Why? What?
Because he has a very stern thought. Okay. This is from Jake on the text line.
Okay.
You said Nebraska has two excellent players in McGowan's and Verge.
Yeah, Alonzo Verge.
Jake says Verge is not excellent. He is a cancer. Start Kobe Webster.
No, I don't. I mean, I wouldn't say that. I'm not saying that.
Verge has been better the last few games.
I think he's
an important part of this team. You can't just bench the guy.
Bench him. He could be the best player on the team. No, you're not benching him.
This brings you back though to a little bit like, to Cam Mack. Cam Mack, wasn't he the best player on the team back then?
Fair.
And he was kind of a cancer also.
Yeah,
right?
But I'm not saying that about Verge. I'm not saying that. You can't say that.
Was
right
Teddy
now
the best player on last year's team?
Mm-hmm.
Was he kind of a cancer?
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
They're addicted to it.
That's fair.
It's what they do. They just...
No, those are fair comments.
They bring in players that are talented that, not all of them, sorry, but they bring in maybe a player or two.
So what are you hoping if you're a Nebraska fan tonight as it applies to Alonzo Verge? Here's what you're hoping. This is the picture you want to see tonight from Alonzo Verge. You want to see Alonzo Verge in a point guard mentality. If he's forcing shots, if he's not driving and kicking when there's open players, if he's not running the show, then you got problems. If Alonzo Verge is thinking about his pro future tonight and trying to score 20 and thinking about that over ball movement, getting the ball to open shooters, running the show. Now, he can pick his spots. If they need a basket, I'm fine with Verge taking over at times, trying to take over. But he's got to pick his spots. He has to get teammates involved. He's got to get teammates involved. And if he's not doing that, then they got problems. All right? Like against Creighton, that was the case. And he got benched against Creighton.
He did.
And because he did not have a point guard's mentality for much of that game. Now, he has shifted into that, and it's looked pretty good. So there's no way right now you give up on Alonzo Verge. You can't give up on him because he's your point guard.
It is amazing still how we're 7 games in, and just 3 games in or 4 games in, people are already done with him.
Can't. do that.
And he, I mean, again,
Fred's not doing that.
No, but he can't really do that.
Right.
Like, even if they start Webster, you got to play Verge. He's got to play because you can't play Webster 40 minutes.
Verge is a talent. Alonzo Verge Jr. is a talent. I mean, he had a workout with the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics just don't bring anybody in, right?
Not that I know of.
No. I mean, you got to have talent.
From the text line, I like to see Verge pass the ball instead of driving into a crowd and throwing up garbage like he tends to do.
Well, so would Fred.
and me and you and yeah. Harrison. And
but he's the
Doc.
Guy. But he's a guy that gives you a chance to win like this because he's a guy that can get you 16 and 8 assists. 16 points, 8 assists.
Texter says Nebraska wins if Verge goes 12 plus points and about 8 assists.
Yeah, there you go. I tend to agree with that. The Nebraska wins if it shoots well from the 3-point line. I mean that's a lot of it's going to be dependent on that all the time. Now that's nothing you could say that about a lot of teams, but Nebraska's very dependent on the 3-point line, okay?
From our good friend Greg in Myrtle Beach.
Yes, Greg.
He says Wolfpack's Jericho Helms is a tough matchup, but their center stud Manny Bates is out, so the Huskers have a shot tonight.
Okay.
Thank you for the scouting report,
yes,
Greg. Appreciate that.
Yes, Greg knows. Greg knows this stuff. So their center is down. Derek Walker has missed like 2 shots in the last 4 games.
He's been phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very efficient down low.
If they can get Derek Walker.
They're getting him involved. Against Creighton, he wasn't involved at all.
Right. If Derek Walker can get 14 points and 8 rebounds and Verge has a good game and McGowan's does his thing, yeah, they'll be right in this game. I wonder what the crowd will be like. I wonder what kind of environment they're heading into. I don't know any of that.
Well, yeah.
They had a shoot-around last night. I know that. 6:15.
6:15 p.m. ESPNU, Nebraska against NC State. By the way, the Big Ten has had a good run so far in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. On Monday, Iowa beat Virginia by 1 on the road. Oh, by the way, hello. Illinois beat Notre Dame by 10 on Monday.
Good wins.
Yesterday, there was 6 games. Ohio State, of course, beat Duke, the upset there, number 1, going down. That's a big hello.
Yeah.
Purdue kept their role going. They killed Florida State 93-65. They are pounding teams.
Okay, and you know Leonard has it. I mean, Leonard, I don't know what Greg would say. Greg knows Leonard well. Our Greg from Myrtle Beach. Mm-hmm. I wonder what, Greg, if you can chime in, what's Florida State got? You know, how did Purdue batter him like that? Man.
Also, in a thriller, double overtime, Syracuse beats Indiana 112-110 last night.
These teams,
first loss of the season for the Hoosiers. Yeah. Nebraska faces them on Saturday.
Yeah, these are good Big Ten teams. They're not, again, I think the Big Ten's not as good as it was last year, but you keep hearing it's down. I just wonder how far down we're talking.
Minnesota beat Pitt 54-53. Wake Forest beat Northwestern in overtime 77-73. And Rutgers beat Clemson 75-64.
That's really strong Big Ten. That's really strong Big Ten results.
So right now it is through 8 games. The Big Ten leads, let's see, 6-2. 6-2.
That's pretty impressive.
Pressure's on Nebraska. Keep it going.
Yeah.
Don't let the ACC come back.
ESPNU, you will be where?
I'll be watching. I think at my house.
At your home.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I will too.
I think that's the plan. I don't need to be at a bar for this one. I'll watch it at the house.
Yeah.
Just eat food there. Save some
you
money.
You don't have to eat food.
Well, it's going to be dinner time.
Okay, you can have dinner. You can have dinner tonight.
I'm not starving myself.
Go ahead.
I need food. Thank you for allowing myself to
have dinner tonight.
Thank you. Yeah. I needed that clarity in my life.
Yeah. You have permission.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the permission.
You're welcome.
Parker Gabriel is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.